The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Instead of thinking that you have to settle the mind down, settle the body down, it's often more useful to have this sense that the body and the mind have a tendency, a natural tendency to settle. A little bit like those snow globes maybe you had as a child. They would get shook up. The snow would be suspended, but if things left alone, everything settles down. So if you haven't yet, listen to the body and make any necessary adjustments. Take care of the body. Take a couple of longer, deeper breaths if that's helpful. And settle into a relatively stable and still sitting posture for the meditation time. And notice this nature of both the mind and body to begin to settle. Just appreciating the very simple, straightforward fact that there isn't anything that we have to figure out right now. There isn't anything really we have to do. We're just sitting in a relatively comfortable upright posture. Eyes can be closed or gently open, staring down to the floor in front of us. You might even notice some simple gratitude for this space of not having to do anything, except to be aware that it's like this now. Sitting is like this. Having a thinking mind is like this now. And being neither for or against whatever's happening. Instead, in this alert way, just acknowledging that this moment is like this, it's being known. The activity of the body is being felt, being known. The activity of the mind is being felt and known. And it's okay that these activities of the body and the mind are happening and being known. In fact, it's a real relief just to allow everything to be the way it is and allowing this natural settling process to happen. And for those who have been practicing regularly, you might even relatively quickly intuit this background of peace, this background of ease, this spacious quiet that's just behind, just beneath all of the activity of the mind and body. This confidence in the underlying peace or quiet or space or stillness of the mind is really helpful in the practice and will naturally, this intuition, this sense of the underlying peace will naturally develop with practice. Can't be forced, we don't want to fake it, always worth taking a few moments and acknowledging the attitude or the mood, and to just check to see if it's possible to be relating to the experience of the present moment with a simple kindness, because the heart cares about this life in the most straightforward, ordinary sense, because it cares, because we care. We're willing to show up in a kind and tender way to the way it is now. Not harsh, not aggressive, not disconnected, but instead alert and relaxed, kind. So we can have that way of relating, that attitude of mind, in terms of feeling the body sitting now. Feeling the breath coming in and knowing that the sensations of the body are like this now. And while feeling the breath going out, acknowledging that the experience of sitting, the sensations of the whole body are like this now. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. All the time in the world. And be willing to begin again and again if the mind, because of habit, gets drawn into thinking or some reactive pattern, becomes forgetful. And remember this very simple, relaxed training. Feeling the breath coming in, and remember to connect with the whole body as sensation. And while feeling the breath going out, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. In a way, we're relearning how to be intimate with the body, intimate with the way it is, not the thought about the body or not the mental image of the body, but rather the present moment knowing of sensation coming and going as it actually is, moment by moment. This is what we mean by sustaining present moment awareness. And we're using the sensations of the breath and the sensations of the whole body as a training ground to learn how to sustain present moment awareness. Begin again, as many times as the mind gets lost in thought, when it's noticed without being judgmental or frustrated, just begin again. Acknowledge the distraction as something being known. Feel the body, feel the next breath coming in, and then practice being open, intimate with the body just as it is. Feeling the next breath going out and being open and intimate with the body just as it is. Acknowledge distractions as just what they are. Thinking is being known, or feeling some emotion is just being known. Let's continue for a while now in silence. Remember, keep it simple. Learning how to sustain present moment awareness. The object doesn't matter as much as the sustaining of present moment awareness. So again, keeping it really simple for the last 2 minutes or so. Sustaining present moment awareness. You might find it quite useful to feel the movement of breath in the body and to cultivate this whole body awareness as a way of learning how to sustain present moment awareness. Not about controlling the way the body is, but instead it's just a matter of remembering that it's like this now. These sensations are being known and letting things be. And it's the same when a distraction arises, just remembering to recognize, oh, this is being known now.